You know, each case of the Blue Creek record as namely three parts, pointer, public case, and verbs. Pointer is the sort of introduction of the public case by Engels and Master, and the case, the public case, is based on traditional Zen story and collection of traditional Zen story and Buddhist scriptures. with notes by Engels and Master. The verse is that which the verses are, what will it say there? The understanding of public case by Sethō Zen Master. In each pointer, it focuses on how to practice according to public case. So very good suggestion there, how to practice through the public case. And the verses by Sethō Zen Master is his specific understanding of the public case, how he understood, how does he understand this public case. So that is very interesting. And also Engels and Master put the note of each verse. So last week we studied case number 8, case 8. And let me say, read again the public case. At the end of the summer retreat, Chuyen said to the community, "All summer long I've been talking to you, brothers. Look and see if my eyebrows are still there." Pao Fu said, "The thief's heart is cowardly." Chang Qian said, "Guan." Yu Men said, "A barrier." Last week we studied the pointers and the case. Tonight I would like to study with you the verse. But before making further remarks about the verse, let me explain briefly the case again. At the end of the summer retreat, Chui An said to the community, "All summer long I've been talking to you brothers. Look and see if my eyeballs are still there." Well, for many, many years, Chui An, anyway, have taught some aspect of Buddha's teaching to his disciples, his monks, his students. Finally, he asked all students whether his eyeballs have been still remaining in his face or not. Well, eyeball means truth or Buddha nature. Or, well, anyway, truth, how to live. Buddha's teaching is really the way how to live. So during the summer training, he has been talking to the community about the Buddha's teaching, that means about the truth, how to live in this world. With the word, well, teaching Buddha's teaching is not only to teach Buddha's teachings with the mouth, using the words. In Buddhism, this is very fundamental attitude towards teaching. It means we have to teach with words, mind, body. With the three categories of human body and mind, we have to teach. Even though you don't teach, still, there is a teaching constantly with your body, with your mind. So teaching is not to move your mouth and speaking something in a word. This is not the preaching, this is not preaching, this is not the speech to the community. In Buddhism, because he has to teach the truth, how to live. But truth is very but, and which seems to be still, but it's not still, it is still in dynamism and dynamic in stillness. That is very tall portrait of the truth. So you can't pin down what is the truth. Because truth is always working and teaching and speaking, manifesting itself through your body, through your mind, through your words. It's constant working. It's in the sitting, in the talk, in the word, the silence. Speaking of the truth. It means the truth is something ongoing in action. speaker and the listener, wherever you are, must be right on. No gap between. You must be constantly there. But if you use a word, immediately you are stuck. This is very common type of a human being. So that's why constantly using the term in order to point out what the Buddha is. But the moment when you hit the bullseye with a word, immediately you slide off. So, because, well, for instance, if I say so, ongoing motion. So, ongoing motion, you understand? Yes, I understand ongoing motion. Sort of energy, you know. Body's energy, universal energy, whatever it is, anyway, ongoing energy, ongoing motion, ongoing energy and motion, that time you understand, yes, I understand. But already it is something stuck, fixed, which is called ongoing energy and motion. It's already worked. What is ongoing energy in motion? Heart beating. Constant. Constant heart beating that is controlled by somebody. Or is there something? Is there something which has the completely almighty to control your breath? Oh, I don't think so. That it's not something like that. Constantly, anyway. Your heart is beating. This is ongoing. The energy is the emotions. And also your heart is not the idea of a heart, which is the ongoing energy, emotions. Yeah. Okay? Not something, your heart is not something separate from ongoing energy, emotion. Your heart must be right on ongoing energy, emotion. At that time, you are safe. Your heart is working pretty well. What does then? Breathing, concentration, you know. What's the concentration? You are always stuck. Idea of concentration, because you always pick up sort of dregs that the which has been left behind, ongoing energy in motion of the what's so called concentration. Concentration is anyway ongoing energy, just ongoing. Which is called samadhi. It's called samadhi. Samadhi is anyway accepting your consciousness, your body, the zazen, anyway accepting the whole thing and all of put together, observed and working. Anyway, this is the concentration. We say temporary concentration. We say temporary, this is heart beating. But what's heart beating? Acceptance. What is the samadhi of heart beating? Samadhi of heart beating is your heart, yours, or that is the heart beating seen from a certain angle, which is called biologically, or physically, or consciously, etc. It's not heart beating. Heart beating is samadhi over heart beating is completely accept all things, your heart, your mind, your consciousness, the all circumstances, and then all together and work. All come together and work. At that time, that is really ongoing energy, emotion, with so called temporary called heart beating. But heart beating is always a concept. really hot feeling is no name. No name. How do we know? Anyway, know the truth of hot feeling. This is the truth. So what is the truth of hot feeling? It must be right on. Hot feeling. If I say so right on, immediately, yes sir, I say so. But it's always something right off from being right on. Don't you think so? We are always going right off, right off. That's why Zenon says, in Greek, the story, you never catch up, you never keep up with, the time. Time is always going more first, going farther. Even though, well, Carl, you can't catch up with Toro. Toro is walking pretty slow, you say so. But anyway, Toro means human consciousness. Human consciousness. Consciousness is always going first, not total is, not human consciousness, total is truth, okay? Energy. So energy is ongoing, constantly ongoing. And then human consciousness tries to catch up, but you can't catch up. All this time is goes faster than your consciousness. So this is a really typical type of human life. Okay. Do you understand it? So that's why the Buddhism always emphasizing, anyway, let's translate, let's realize the truth of life and death, the truth, not idea. And also you have to, if you want to give something to somebody, or if you want to transmit something to somebody, okay, about life and death, anyway, you have to transcend, you have to transmit, anyway, the truth of life and death, not the idea of life and death. Otherwise, anyway, this is education. Education is very important. Education is not putting the right knowledge into your head. Of course, this is also important because it is a part of the truth. Very important. But, you have to, anyway, if you become a doubt and a teacher, anyway, you have to take certain responsibility because that responsibility is to consider carefully again and again what you should transmit about life and death. The knowledge, the wisdom, what is that? Otherwise, so it's very difficult to live in peace and harmony. Well, life and death must be peaceful and harmonious. This is the essence of life and death. So, anyway, this is the most important education for us to teach how to be peaceful and harmonious in life and death. So, that is our responsibility. So, Tu Yen, anyway, said to the monk, the asking of whether his eyebrows still on his face or not. That means that anyway, Tu Yen, anyway, check the monk's practice, anyway, the monk's practice. Because the human being is pretty easily take me in by word. So, and also this is human greed. Okay? If you teach something, if you said something, do you understand? If you don't understand, oh, something wrong with you? If I teach Buddhism, and then, do you understand what I said? If you don't understand, you say, uh-uh. At that time, I said, maybe something wrong with you. Or sometimes, yes, you're talking very nice, thank you very much. At that time, it is something good with me. That is the teaching the truth of life and death. That is not the real teaching, okay? This is not only Buddhism, this is a life and death, anyway, life and death, whatever you do, the pianist, the guitarist, and the monkey climbers, and anyway, the dancers, and painters, and photographers, whatever it is. Okay. All you have to do is, anyway, even though you are, you realize, so whether you are a good sportsman or not, if you want to be a sportsman, you have to just teach you how to be a sportsman. To teach means to teach how to, a way how to be a sportsman with the word, with the body, with the mind. That means just practice, continuous practice, ongoing. Currently, that's all. So, after that, you know, in the human world, after that, if you practice hard, you say, my practice is practicing. You have your teacher say, yes, you're good. And then you feel good. And next moment, you can't keep all this in that way because your body and mind is changing and the situations are changing. Even though you practice in the same way, tomorrow morning, your practice is not successful. So your practice is not promising tomorrow morning. So you are completely disappointed. That is a very common type of human meditation. But real life, if you really want to know what is the truth of life and death, truth of anyway, sportsmanship, all you have to do is whether your practice is progressing pretty good or not, all you have to do is just a practice. Practice is to teach. To teach is to anyway penetrate the skin, muscle, and bone. That is the teaching. So teaching is simultaneously combat, penetrating to you. And then something penetrates your skin, muscle, and bone, you can teach. So, truth, teaching the truth is, of course you have to use a word, you have to use a mind, you have to use a body, but how can you teach the truth? That is, well, no way. Just, you can feel something. For instance, maybe you have experienced before, if you see somebody's immediately you are caught by somebody, even though he doesn't say anything, or he said any simple word, you are exactly, simultaneously you are moved by you are caught by him or her. And then after that, why is it I have been moved by him or not? His word is good. His practice is good. His teaching of the Buddhism is good or not? We don't know. We don't. But anyway, you really stuck there. Have you ever experienced before? Well, my friends, the Koyote, I lived with him for several years, and when he started to talk, he became sort of a devil monkey, because his words, he used a bitter word, you know. But on the basis of his life, there was all this compassion and kindness. I don't know what it is, but I can't escape from him. He treated me badly in a word, anyway, in many ways, but I couldn't escape. So I was caught by him. But it's not bad. I was completely caught by him because there is something huge, something vast. I don't know what it is. And I can learn something from him. But when his old mouth is opened, it's terrible. Bit of worse. But that's wonderful in a sense, as a whole. Anyway, sort of a fragrance that, you know, gives forth from, you know, his life and death as a whole. That is a teaching the truth of how to live, okay? That is the truth, because that truth is always working constantly. You can't pin down what it is, but you are already right on with him. I can't explain, but it's always working, constantly working, just like a heartbeat. From this point, you know, it is not desirable to ask somebody whether I teach the real truth or not, of human life or death or not. All we have to do is just to teach. Of course, I should ignore. How much you understand or not the teaching. Well, I should be careful to use the word and to explain what about Buddhism. Anyway, I have to consider carefully, but after consideration carefully, and all I have to do is just teach completely on. Right on. There is a Chinese saying, I don't know how to translate that. It says, one does best, one does his best, and wait for heavenly order. Heavenly order means first, anyway, do your best. In other words, after doing your best, using your consciousness bodies anyway, you're using all energy, anyway, using your capability, whatever it is, anyway, after doing your best to live, okay, using your capability, body and mind, then what? Wait for the heavenly order. Heavenly order means the truth. Okay. Well, at that time, nothing to do, to think of. You can't expect something else, you know. If you expect something, it is something which is called good or bad. Not something more than that. You see, so you can't expect something more than good or bad, okay, if you expect. So all you have to do is anyway, just do it. Okay? Just go on. Just do it. Okay? And then that means wait for the heavenly order. Then something helps you. That is, and then at that time your chapter of your life and really growing and deepened very naturally before you are conscious of it. This is the best way to deepen your life or to grow your life. But in this reality, I have very often like people try to change characters and the personality. It's really impossible. How can you change your personality and character from where did your personality and character come? Character and personality is something you made? Uh-oh, no way. It comes from a beginning with past. How can you change it? No way, you cannot change quickly. It really takes time. Anyway, it takes time. Most important point is, anyway, put it aside how to change personality and characters. Anyway, put it aside. All you have to do is day by day how to handle, take care of your life. That is actually taught human life. Now, anyway, attitude means the energy, ongoing energy, emotion. Okay? Why not? If you want to take care of this table, anyway, just you must be right on. Ongoing energy of the tables and you. And then, that attitude is really helping your life. And bring about that attitude, brings about wisdom, okay? Anyway, wisdom, depth of human knowledge, okay, in healing everybody, just like a water, spring water, rooting from the ground, very natural, come up. And then finally, well, as total portrait, people feel how wonderful life is, your life is. So people are very moved by your life. So that is, anyway, but anyway, the to the end, anyway, check the monk. And the power who said that see, the heart is cowardly, a powerful thing must see. In other words, you are a burglar. So burglary is the same thing. If you read this one again and again, read. It's a very simple term, but the simple term really hits the bullseye of your heart, which you have never thought before. It really hits the bullseye. Very simple term. Okay. The sometimes expression is exultant, you know, excessive, very excessive, okay. Fancy. Okay. Sort of your burglar is really your burglar. Buddhas and patriarchy is really burglar. Burglar means that you are immediately caught by a Buddha. Buddha says, I am enlightenment in attaining life. I attain enlightenment simultaneously with all sentient beings. All sentient beings are already caught by Buddha. The Buddha still takes the deep. Do you understand? Buddha is with Buddha. Yeah, immediately take away everything. The big, vast bulk of the human world, of the mind, simultaneously. Big Buddha. Without using a gun and any electric device, you know, immediately it's like a check. So he said, powerful, he said, you are boogered. It's very interesting. And Chen Qian said, the groan means, yes, your eyebrows is growing now. That means teaching, your teaching is really work. Really working out, really working. Because people said your talking is wonderful, thanks, you know. I was very moved by your talk, by your teaching, thank you. So I would like to be one of your students. Would you accept me? Yes, sir. This is already always happening, you know, that thing. So, Chen Qian said, growing in your teaching is wonderful. But in a sense, powerful says, you're bogus.
You're bogus. In a sense, Always,
so, in other words, Chuyen always takes Buddha's teaching. That Buddha's teaching is not the real Buddha's teaching. All the dregs of leftover of Buddha's teaching is taken and given leftover to the people.
So, some of the Buddha, you know, do you understand what I mean?
Take off from it.
Buddha's teaching is not real Buddha's teaching. Real Buddha's teaching is the true Yang himself, anyway. If you take saying a Buddha's teaching of becoming a Buddha, you know, you're always just taking up the Buddha's mentions from the book, you know. Yes, the Buddha says, look at that book with record. He says, Buddha says, in Agama, Nagarjuna says, such and such books. This is really Buddha. And you give it to the people. And then people feel fine at times, but really Buddha. If you teach like this, you become very cowardly. Did I teach exactly Buddha ways? It's really cowardly, you know. That you're always restless. It's because you must be favored with the people, you know. Because if you become a person, always somebody chase after you with a big can. Yeah. Well, not So, according to Tao Fu, negative answers, you know. But Chan Qin is a sort of affirmative. Your teaching is great, thanks, you know. You're growing. But you men said, fire means watch out. Don't be cheated by it. Because somebody says, Chan Qin says, your teaching is great. But the other, Tao Fu says, you're perfect. Which is right. So finally he said, I want to take this one because this is good.
what time. So he said, Bhavya means you have to, anyway, oh, it is Bhavya. Bhavya means, don't be cheated by a word. I told you before, if I use the word ongoing energy in motion, you're cheated. But if you don't know this, you don't know this body, and then you believe, you take it for granted that you have already passed in seconds. But I don't think so. Or sometimes you don't realize whether you are cheated by the word or not. It's really blind. That's why. This is really blind. How can you be right on ongoing energy, emotion, consciousness? That Dogen Zenji always emphasized this point. It's very difficult to realize and to do it. If you can do it, your life is very stable in basis on basis of your life. So that's why you mentioned a barrier. But still there is a barrier you have to pass through in your life. That is, you are the fact which a human being basically liable to fall into trap, what is called, war, and stuck. Okay. And then let's verse by the Dogen Master. Su Yan teaches the followers for 1,000 ages. There is no reply. No reply. Su Yan teaches the followers for 1,000 ages. Anyway, Su Yan teaches the followers the 4 centuries about what? Truth of life and death, which is called Buddha's teaching, Buddha nature, truth. At that time, anyway, there is no reply, no reply. There is no one with whom you have to discuss whether I did well or I did bad. But wait, what? There is no reply. No one with whom you want to talk, to discuss, to have a question and answer, whether your eyebrow is still remaining on your face or not. No way. Because this is the basic human practice, whatever you do. Dancer, mountain climber, anyway, just do your best, after do your best, using your energies, whole body and mind. And then, all you have to do is just to wait for heavenly being. That means, just do it. Just do it. That is really teaching the truth. For a thousand years, there is no reply, no reply. Okay? So, the angle the master said, does note that all the things where he is grabbing other people's children, okay? The old thief, when the old thief, you are burglar, old burglar, plays trickiest, sneaky, sneaky and very quick and sharp, and immediately these old burglars immediately takes all human beings, completely beyond the moral sense itself. You are caught, completely beyond the intellect of sense. So often you are very moved by somebody. But people say, why you are moved by? You don't know. Completely beyond human speculation, but you are very exactly caught by somebody. So, that is the Enkodem Master's note, the old thief, he is corrupting other people's children. And he says, in a thousand or 10,000, still there is the one or a half. He divides a tally. Still in a thousand or 10,000, still there is one or a half means the truth. Okay. If you can teach the truth, okay. But in the truth, teaching the truth, but do you think it is completely nothing? Yes, it is. Because you are really moved by somebody. Somebody, Bodhidharma's met the Emperor Wu, okay, who asked what the Buddhism, essence of Buddhism. He said, I don't know. If he said, I don't know, Emperor Wu didn't understand, so who are you? Who are you? Because if you don't know, who are you? You came from India to China to teach what Buddhism. And then I asked him what the essence of Buddhism is. He said, I don't know. If you don't know, who are you? Why you come here? So, but Emperor Wu didn't understand this. But right now we're here, Bodhidharma is present here. And seeing something about Buddha's teaching, what's called, I don't know, opposed to, I know, okay? I don't know is nothing to pin down what the truth is. The truth is vast, okay? That is called, I don't know. I don't know is total manifestation of the truth, okay? You can't pin down. There is no one you want to discuss. That's why. How can I explain? But I say, I don't know. But I don't know is not I don't know. There is a, because Bodhidharma is here, and Bodhidharma explains, speaks something, and also Emperor, in a sense, was caught by the Bodhidharma. That's why he wanted to ask about the essence of Buddhism. So what make it possible for Emperor to be caught by Bodhidharma? What does Bodhidharma have? He has something specific. It is truth. It's called truth. But truth is not something pinned down with vastness, but it's not completely nothing. It's there. What is there? That is Bodhidharma himself. Just it is. Just like a heart beating. Heart beating always teaching us the truth, okay? No control, nothing to pin down what is a heart beating. Okay? But it's here. Heart beating, constant, ongoing. When the morning comes, the sun rises. When the evening comes, the sun sets. This is one or a half. Except going into Gacchō, Gacchō is there. So through the Gacchō, through the sun rising, there is a truth. But truth is anywhere something vast, but you can do something. Mind is the truth. We the body and the mind. That's why we have to teach something not about small things. Okay? Anyway, you have to teach the Buddha's teaching through the word, but through the word, you have to teach the vastness of the truth, which is more work. In other words, I told you before, anyway, when you sit down, okay, when you sit down, not you sit down. Of course you sit down, but simultaneously your dozen is not you do. Anyway, because you have to rely on ongoing energy or emotion of the dozen. The dozen is moving, your body is moving. Just one. So, just do the thing is not something you look at. Nothing you look at is already dead, because you look at. Because you are already in the idea of the Zazen. Not here, Zazen. Not the fabrication of Zazen. You must be exactly one with the Zazen, which is ongoing constantly. That is the real Zazen. That time, that Zazen is you do Zazen, but simultaneously you are not doing Zazen. Because that Zazen which is ongoing is really something all things compare and help. Just like heartbeat, no control. This is what is called Shikanta. Shikanta. So you have to do Zazen, but you are not you. You have to manifest something more than you. Okay? More than you. For this, the body you must be constantly right on ongoing energy in motion. So sometimes ongoing energy in motion manifests itself as Gacchō when you do Gacchō, Zazen when you do Zazen, walk when you walk. Okay. So, because all this come out. That's why Engo says in a thousand or 10,000 still there is a one or half. He divides a tally. That one, okay, the sun rises, is exactly fit to the truth itself. Vast, exactly fit, exactly tuning in dial of the rhythm of the truth. You can do it. So without this, the morning, getting up in the morning, having a breakfast, without Lord, to save us, we cannot find any way to manifest what the truth is out there. The word body of the Engo and Techo the master verse, the word body answers him back. He loses his money and suffers punishment. The word body answers him back. The word body, this is great word, answers him back immediately. Well, you manifest fire. So, all this we are taken in by the word. The word is always shown excessive ideas. This side, that side, always. Okay. So, we are really taken in by those. Okay. So, finally, in life, the body means you must be right on ongoing energy and motion. When you do control, exactly. After using your anyway relation, using your energies for the body and the mind, do your best, and then after that, all you have to do is to wait for heavenly order. That's all you have to do. Heavenly, wait for the heavenly order means nothing to wait, nothing to expect. But something helps you, even though you don't expect. If you do this, something helps. Your life grows anyway. So, that is the buyer answers him back. He loses his money and suffers punishment in the ancient time. It is said that the Chinese people made the regulations, the rules. You know, if you lose the money, you are punished. That's terrible, I think. That means it doesn't hit your life because it's ridiculous. If you lose the money and then you are punished, you are put in a jail, it's a ridiculous thing. But maybe ancient times it was passed. Well, that means we do all this in our daily life. For instance, you work hard every day, you know, studying and living in peace and harmony, helping somebody, but after that the people hit you. After helping the people, and then you expect what? You expect something good from us, but people hate you. So it's really too much to be scolded after all pains we have taken. You think so? You experience all of it. Suffering, always doing nothing. I tell, Karaji says, you become Buddha, so okay, I do. That means, anyway, anyway, if you said something, if you say something about truth, it's very tricky. You really easily make a trap. Okay, trap. Pretty easy. Okay, and you don't realize it. When you fall into trap, when you make a trap, you don't know. But when you are conscious of it, you are already right in. So that means that's why if you say something, you make a trap and you yourself fall into it. If so, why don't you keep your mouth shut? Just nothing to do. But if you do that, your life doesn't work. So you have to say something, even though you don't want, or even though words doesn't hit to the bullseye, but you have to say something. Okay, don't you think so? So, okay, you decide, let's say something. Then you say, but already you lose the money. And then after that, what's going on? Trouble happens. Then you are punished. Don't you think so? It's all this. And so
five of them.
Okay. 1 minute. more. decrepit, all-powerful, censure or praise are impossible to apply. Decrepit, all-powerful. Powerful says your brother to the end. So in great settled, the master said, decrepit, all-powerful. You are very skillful, great person. Decrepit, all-powerful is very ironic expression. You know, if you become old and 70 or 80 or 90 years old, can you imagine 90 years old man or woman? I know that. Diki Suzuki died at 96. When I met him, he's fantastic. I don't know how to explain. Wonderful. It's really decrepit, old Diki Suzuki. Yeah. But fantastic, you know. Everyone was completely caught by him. Everyone can move in front of him. So each word he said, everyone was completely moved by it. Censure or praise or impossible to apply, you can't say with the censure, with the praise. But if you look for a dot that's the corner from the corner of the box, you know, maybe you can find the dust, pick of dust from the corner of the box, you know. But it is not that. Even though you, no matter how long you praise him or you censure him for his mistake, for his personality or his character or whatever it is, okay? That keeps him up because his total portrait of his life is really alive and hitting the bullseye of the people's heart constantly. So, very difficult, again, that's why the chosen master says, censure or praise are impossible to apply. Talkative Chuyen is clearly a thief. And the chosen master says, talkative Chuyen, you will shut up. Shut up. Talkative Chuyen is asking the monk whether his eyeballs remain or not. Keep your mouth shut. Just talk. Peace, you know. And a clearly thief, you are his really anyway big bugger, great bugger. What you have never seen in the human world, no one compared to him. With him, a huge bugger. Immediately catch everything. So, because anyway, you should keep your mouth shut, just teach. Okay. Then, a big brother. Clear jewel that no flaws. That is really clear jewel with no flaws, no flaws, no flaws. Who can distinguish true from false? Anyway, clear jewel has no flaws. That means to know whether the how much or what is the price of this jewel. But you have to know what is the true or false. So, who can distinguish true from false? It means whether you have to realize whether it is real jewel or not. We have to know. In other words, your Zazen is real Zazen or not. Real Zazen or not means whether you are right on ongoing energy emotion with so-called Zazen, or if your practice is false, your Zazen becomes ugly, stuck. It's really making thought. So, who can distinguish true from false? That is a big con, okay? Who distinguish, okay? You said, I am right on now. I am talking. I am right on ongoing, you know, in energy, so-called talking. How do I know? I am right on ongoing energy, emotion, so-called talking. When I'm talking exactly, I don't know. How can I say? Do you understand? If you become one speed of the time, being right on the airplane, how do you know the speed of time? You're really quiet. But we don't know. We don't know. Because exactly when, that time you are really peaceful. Nothing. But all you have to do is, you know, right on, the airplane. That time, regardless of whether you are conscious of it or not, you are one. Okay. Right on, with the time, you are right on the ongoing energy emotion. So, that's why it's pretty difficult to practice continually, because it's really invasive how much your practice is the process or not. Because we get used of becoming greedy. So, if you don't get anything after doing something, you can't do it. Continue. But if you really want to deepen your life, or if you really want to deepen your professional dancer or painter, musician, anyway, all you have to do is just anyway, right on. And Chan Qin knows him well. Only Chan Qin knows him. Because Balia, he says, Balia. Balia means, anyway, you are right on. This Balia is gateless, barrierless Balia. You don't know where is the barrier. Because you have to continually moving, okay? Process, ongoing motion. You must be. His eyebrows are gone, anyway. So, Chen Qin knows him well, his eyebrows are gone. Then, if eyebrows are gone, if it is, if something grows, you say, yes it is, I got it. People say, Karajit, thank you. Your teaching is nice. So immediately, I got it. and good teachers.
But I don't think so. Where is it? Where is the eyebrows growing?
If you would say, if you say, yes, sir, I got eyebrows growing, that time it is not real eyebrows. Eyebrows, completely no formal eyebrows. It's like a beam on an airplane. No formal eyebrows. Oh, yeah, today is where? Where? Eyebrows growing. All you see is a speed. One way, airplane. Right in the midst of ongoing energy and motion, I thought growth. But what is the ongoing energy and motion? Where is it? Where? How? You can get. That is a really cool. Also, this is, anyway, most important, core needs always point out that point, okay? And then people really try to understand this one exactly, but still something thinking, okay? Complicated by. So, practice, you have to be there. For this, you continue. I'm sorry for you, but anyway, this is pretty usual type of human life. If you are usual man, okay, very usual type. So, if you're a genius, maybe it's not necessary to practice. But what is genius?